Thanks for tuning in. It's Andrew here from the Revisionist Almanac. All the voting polls for the six categories featured on the 2011 episode have officially closed, and it's time to reveal the winners who will be officially added to the Almanac. I want to first thank our guest Grant Z from Best Picture Cast for hanging out with us on this episode. Grant brought a ton of knowledge, as anyone who listens to Best Picture Cast would know, as well as one hell of a John C. Reilly impression. Grant will also be making a second guest appearance in August when we tackle the year 2014 with Birdman winning Best Picture that year, and I can't wait to have him back. If you love listening to Grant on the episode, be sure to check out everything he's doing with the BPC crew, as well as all his merchandising work at Exit 28 Studios, all of which have links in the description below. On to the voting. There weren't any unanimous agreements on a single actual winner at that year's Academy Awards ceremony during the episode, so all six categories did go to a social media vote. Best Supporting Actress was a two-person race between the actual winner, Octavia Spencer, from The Help, and Carey Mulligan, from Shame. The voting was even across Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, but it was the Twitter battleground that decided the winner. In the end, Carey Mulligan secured 53.95% of the total vote and is the official revised winner for 2011. She joins Laura Linney from The Truman Show, Helena Bonham Carter from The King's Speech, and Eva Marie Saint from On the Waterfront as Supporting Actress Almanac members. Through the first four episodes, only Eva Marie Saint won both the actual Oscar and the revised prize. Moving over to Best Supporting Actor, we had three men competing: the actual Oscar winner, Christopher Plummer from Beginnings, Jonah Hill from Moneyball, and Nick Nolte from Warrior. This vote ended up being the closest of any of the 22 category votes over the first four episodes. Nick Nolte and Jonah Hill both took 32.1% of the total vote, but it was the legendary actor Christopher Plummer that won out with 35.8% of the vote. This narrow victory means Christopher Plummer joins Christian Bale of The Fighter, John Goodman of The Big Lebowski, and Toshirô Mifune from Seven Samurai as Almanac members in the Best Supporting Actor category. Christian Bale was an automatic entry in 2010, and with Christopher Plummer winning this vote, it now means 50% of the actual Best Supporting Actor winners have held up so far. Up next was the Best Actress race, which featured four absolutely brilliant and talented women. The voters were able to choose from Viola Davis in The Help, the actual winner Meryl Streep in The Iron Lady, Kirsten Dunst in Melancholia, and Tilda Swinton in We Need to Talk About Kevin. This was the category of the episode in terms of voting interest because it ended up being the most voted on category of any of our four episodes to date. Each actress had solid online support, but as the voting went on, a clear winner began to emerge. While she's acting royalty, Meryl Streep ended up in fourth place with only 17%, followed by Tilda Swinton, who ended up with 23.4% of the vote, and then Viola Davis with 24.1%. That's right, folks. Kirsten Dunst's memorable role in Melancholia was impressive enough with the voters that she finished with 35.5% of the vote and is your revised Best Actress winner. With the win, Kirsten Dunst enters the Almanac as a winner alongside Cate Blanchett from Elizabeth, Natalie Portman from Black Swan, and Audrey Hepburn from Sabrina. Transitioning over to Best Actor, which had an eclectic group for the voters to choose from. The options were Jean Dujardin from The Artist, who won the Oscar in 2011, as well as Brad Pitt in Moneyball and Michael Shannon in Take Shelter. Now, going into the vote, I honestly expected Brad Pitt's name value to carry him comfortably to a victory, but this category is proof that you never know what will happen once you turn power over to the social media community. Once the polls closed, Brad Pitt ended up with the least amount of votes, only grabbing 29% of the total. Dujardin finished with 30% of the vote, and winning the category and entering the Almanac as the revised Best Actor is Michael Shannon, who rocketed to the victory with 41% of the total vote. I am completely stunned by this win, but as the person that actually picked Michael Shannon to be a part of this, I'm also extremely happy to see him get the W. Michael Shannon joins our esteemed Best Actor Almanac chapter next to Jesse Eisenberg for 2010's The Social Network, Jim Carrey for 1998's The Truman Show, and Marlon Brando for 1954's On the Waterfront. We are now up to the Best Director category. As we mentioned on the episode a number of times, 2011 was a strange year without a clear-cut frontrunner in most categories, meaning there weren't any heavyweight directors the voters had to choose from. The choices were the actual Best Director winner, Michel Hazanavicius from The Artist, Alexander Payne from The Descendants, and Lars von Trier from Melancholia. This category played out in much the same fashion as the Best Actor category, with Alexander Payne ending up in third place with 25.3% of the vote, Hazanavicius as the runner-up with 30.4% of the vote, and the controversial but talented Lars von Trier scored the win, grabbing 44.3% of the vote across all our social media platforms. That also meant Melancholia finished the episode with two victories, von Trier for directing and Kirsten Dunst for lead actress. Von Trier enters the Almanac as the revised winner, joining Christopher Nolan from Inception, Steven Spielberg from Saving Private Ryan, and Alfred Hitchcock for Rear Window. Now it's time to get to the big one, Best Picture. Voters had three fantastic films to choose from: the actual winner, The Artist, the sports drama Moneyball, and the heavy underdog, Take Shelter. For reference, I was torn between giving my win to either Take Shelter or Melancholia on the episode, and given how well Melancholia did in director and lead actress, I may have made a tactical error with my choice for Best Picture. That is just the way the cookie crumbles, though. This vote never got close on any of the social media platforms, and the winner jumped out to a lead within the first few hours and sprinted to the finish line. While The Artist at 24.8% of the vote and Take Shelter at 22.8% of the vote gave it a decent effort, Moneyball did take the crown and ended up collecting 52.4% of the overall vote. This means Bennett Miller's Moneyball is the newest Best Picture revised winner, going alongside Inception in 2010, Saving Private Ryan in 1998, and Seven Samurai in 1954. I want to again thank everyone that took part in the voting process, whichever social media platform you used. This episode had our largest voter turnout of the four episodes so far, and was up a massive 60% compared to the previous episode. Just a reminder, you can find and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Threads, and TikTok at RevAlmanac, where the voting takes place each and every month. The more places you follow us, the more opportunities you will have to vote for the actors, directors, and films you're passionate about. This does conclude our 2011 episode cycle, but on the way next is our fifth episode on the year 1981, where I was joined by Joey R. from Best Picture Cast, 1001 by 1, and Worst Picture Cast. Did Joey and I agree with the actual Oscars winners, such as Chariots of Fire, Warren Beatty, Katharine Hepburn and Henry Fonda, or did we bring other nominees to the table? You'll just have to give that episode a listen and find out for yourself. Until next time, thanks for listening, and I will see you later.